I happened to see an ad for an admittance-type job requiring a university degree plus some experience. No, I'm not looking for a job. It was for full-time employment, including evenings and weekends, as needed, and the pay was $15 an hour. Without even recalling the exact Saskatchewan minimum wage, I thought, good luck finding someone. You're going to need it. Our province has the lowest minimum wage in the country at $14 an hour. The good news, if you want to call it good news, is that we will rise to $15 an hour October 1st, which will then tie us with Alberta at the lowest in the country. $15 an hour for an 8-hour day would be $2,600 a month, out of which you'd keep about $1,825 after taxes, but not include what your employer may ding you for your share of any benefits. That's peanuts to pay for food, shelter, clothing, and anything extra, like peanuts. The highest minimum wage in Canada is in Nunavut at $19 per hour. The province with the highest minimum wage is BC at $16.75. There is a federal minimum wage, which applies to federally regulated industries and workplaces. It is aligned to inflation. It sits at $17.30 per hour. Radio and TV broadcasting is in this category, as are banks, airlines, and airports, and a number of other industries, as well as the federal public service. Federal or provincial, it's obvious workers can't make ends meet on just minimum wage. But some types of small businesses would be in a bind if those wages went higher and higher. It's a dilemma. Or maybe a conundrum. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.